Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program for the folks who truly understand the meaning and value of 4-H, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Farmers leading and volunteering. Boy, there's nothing new about that. And a great example would be all of the parents and caregivers who help out with their local and state 4-H groups. Every year as we celebrate National 4-H Week, which we do this week, I think back to the fact that for reasons which now don't make much sense, 4-H was not particularly important in our lives when I was growing up. It wasn't until I moved into Scobie Hall as a freshman at South Dakota State and got to know kids on my floor who not only grew up as 4-H members, but it was a big priority in their families' everyday lives. Not only did they participate in their county achievement days every summer, spending 3 or 4 days at the South Dakota State Fair was a must, simply taken for granted. While I was getting to know some of the kids at college, those who had spent their youth in 4-H already had friends of several years because of their time at the fair. They knew how to compete, how to speak, how to socialize, most importantly, how to treat others fairly. That really ties into the motto of 4-H, which is to make the best better. To make the best better. That pretty much describes members of 4-H now as it did 60, 70 years ago. As a bit of history, 4-H was founded in 1902 in Clark County, Ohio. 4 years later, right here in Minnehaha County, a 4-H club was formed. Today, across the country, there's some 6 million participants in 4-H from all walks of life. In fact, in addition to the 2.6 million rural participants, there's 1.8 million with urban backgrounds and 1.6 million from the suburbs. 4-H is part of the Cooperative Extension System, affiliated with more than 100 land-grant universities, including South Dakota State and our state. As we celebrate National 4-H Week, I'd be remiss if I didn't extend a huge thank you to all of the women and men who serve in a volunteer leadership role. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hey, you be safe and thanks for all that you do.